الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله هو خيرا وأعظم أجرا، واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أما بعد، علماء الكرام، حفاظ of the Holy Quran, respected elders, dear brothers, and those who are listening at home on the receivers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not made this dunya and this world the place of the result. The results will be shown on the day of Qiyamah. This world is the exam room. Every one of us is busy with our examination. We are busy writing our exam, or we are busy giving our exam. And the great examiner, Allah Rabbul Izzat, is taking our exam every single moment of our life in this world. Then, when we leave this world, we see in this world also as an example that when a person is in the exam room, the results are not given in the examination room. The examiner doesn't mark the paper there and say so and so passed and so failed. The results are only announced after everyone has left the exam room. When everyone has exited from the exam room, the papers have been submitted, then comes the stage where the papers are marked, and then the announcement of the results are done, where some will pass with flying colors and others will fail absolutely miserably. That is at a later stage. So exactly in the same way, my dear brothers, in the life of this world, we are busy in an exam room. We are giving our examination. The results are not announced here. The announcement of the results will be done when everyone has finished the exam, when the last human being that is to come on the surface of the earth will have given his exam. And on the day of Qiyamah will be the time for the announcement of the results. It is at that time when the success or failure of insan will be determined. The success and failure of insan will be determined on that day on the criteria and basis on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set that criteria in the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَا عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ. That person who was saved from the fire of hell, and that person who was made to enter into Jannah and paradise, that will be the criterion of failure of success on the day of Qiyamah. There will be no other criterion of determining the success or failure of a human being. So we find, my dear friends, that is the day when the decision will be taken of our failure or success. And that is the day when it will be noticed that many people who we thought would be very successful, will be totally and utterly outright failures on that day. And there will be those people who we thought will be failures, will actually be highly successful on that day of Qiyamah. That will be shown on that day, on one occasion, in the presence of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Two people happened to pass. Once there was one person who went past. The gathering of Sahaba was there. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba who was surrounding him, "What is your opinion about this particular person?" They said, "O Allah's Rasul, this person, he is considered such an important person in society. What we refer to is in these days as VIP. Very important person. This is such an important person that هذا حري إن خطب أن ينكح وإن شفع أن يشفع. He is such an important person. If he has to speak, people will listen attentively. And if he has to propose for somebody's daughter in marriage, the proposal will be accepted immediately. If he has to intercede on behalf of someone in a particular matter, his intercession and word will be accepted. This is the type of status and position this man holds in the eyes of society." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not say anything. Thereafter came another person. He also happened to go past the gathering. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then asked the Sahaba when he passed, "What is your opinion about such a man, such a person?" And they said, "O Allah's Rasul, this is a person that if he speaks, nobody pays any attention. If he has to propose for somebody's daughter, his proposal will not be accepted. If he intercedes on behalf of anyone, his intercession will not be accepted. He is not regarded as anybody important in society." Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then made his own observation. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "O people, this second person is better than a whole world full of this first person in the eyes of Allah Rabbul Izzat." Because in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you may not have the material possessions of this world. You may not have the things which people regard as the criterion of importance or success in contemporary society. But if you have the thing that matters in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are a great success in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's verdict was, this person, the second person, who you people thought was a non-entity, that he was nobody, he was a Mr. Nobody in the society, he is better than the whole world full of that first person who everybody thought was such a VIP and such an important person. So on the day of Qiyamah, my dear friends, there it will be manifested who was really a VIP and who was a great person. The results will show on the day of Qiyamah. In this world, results cannot be shown. This world, it cannot be determined who was great and who was not great. That will be on the day of Qiyamah. When the race will be over, then it will be seen who was in the front and who was in the back. The poet said very beautifully in Arabic, فَسَوْفَ تَرَى إِذَا انْكَشَفَ الْغُبَارِ أَفَرَسٌ تَحْتَ رِجْلِكَ أَمْ حِمَارٌ. Oh friend, soon you will realize on the day of Qiyamah, فَسَوْفَ تَرَى إِذَا انْكَشَفَ الْغُبَارِ. When the dust has settled down, at this moment the race is on, the race in dunya. The dust is flying. Nobody can see who is where. You can't see nothing. You are just racing ahead. Dust is flying. You don't know who's in front, who's in the back, who's on the left and who's on the right. But فَسَوْفَ تَرَى إِذَا انْكَشَفَ الْغُبَارِ. On the day of Qiyamah, when the dust has settled, then What will happen then, my dear friends? Then it will be shown on the day of Qiyamah, أَفَرَسٌ تَحْتَ رِجْلِكَ مْحِمَارٌ. Were you riding a fast horse or you are riding a lame donkey? That will be manifested on the day of Qiyamah. So my dear friends, it is on the basis of our a'mal, it is on the basis of our good actions and deeds that there will be those who will be front on the day of Qiyamah, and there will be those people who will be right in the back on the day of Qiyamah. Allama Iqbal, the poet of the East, the great philosopher and the very astute, the observer of the condition of the Ummah and the Muslim community, in his poetry there's beautiful couplets of wisdom and knowledge. In this poetry of his, Iqbal says that amal se zindagi banti hai, amal se zindagi banti hai, jannat bhi jahannam bhi, ye khaki apni fitrat mein na noori hai na nari. O people, the determination of your final abode, whether you will be in Jannah, whether you will be in Jahannam, whether you will succeed, whether you will fail, it is on the basis of your actions and your deeds. Amal se zindagi banti hai. And he says further on that this human being, this body that is made of sand, this human being that is constituted of clay and mud, this human being in himself has got no value. He is neither a devil that is made of fire, neither is he an angel that is made of light. His value is on the basis of his a'mal and his actions. If he has good actions and good deeds attached to himself, then he is valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if he doesn't have good deeds attached to himself, then he has got no value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear friends, I quoted one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the beginning of the khutbah, a very short hadith in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives us very, very important, pertinent advice regarding a'mal and good deeds. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informs us in this hadith, la tahqiranna min al-ma'rufi shay'a. O people, do not disregard even a small good deed. Do not regard even any small good deed as insignificant or unimportant. Every little good deed, no matter how small it may appear to be in your eyes, has got great value in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as an example, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave of a small good deed. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا. O people, don't look down upon even the smallest of good deeds. ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طلق. Even if you have to make salam and meet your brother with a smiling face, that is من المعروف. That is from a good deed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And don't even look down upon that good deed of smiling at somebody. We will not even consider this to be a good deed. We will not even regard this as something important. It's just a smile. But that one smile in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has got value. It carries weight. It will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah in the scale of a'mal. وَنَضَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ فَلَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا. Allah says on the day of Qiyamah, the scales of deeds will be set and nobody will be robbed or cheated in the smallest way. Even that small little good deed of his will be weighed and accrued to his account and his balance in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear friends, we will, as I say, disregard this. We will not even give it importance. People find it today an effort to smile at someone. They prefer to frown. According to the medical practitioners and experts,
They say it takes 56 muscles of your face to frown, and you only use 14 muscles to smile. So less effort goes in smiling, and more effort goes in frowning. But you will find people who prefer to frown the whole day. As if the man had lemon juice for breakfast. He finds it an effort to smile at someone. And yet the reward and ajr in that one smile, my dear friends, can bring joy to the heart of a person who was in sorrow. And idhalu surur ala qalbi mu'min, to bring happiness to the heart of a mu'min, or even for that matter to a human being, is a good deed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find, my dear friends, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emphasizes in this hadith the importance of giving of good deeds, small good deeds, and not to consider it to be low or insignificant. In one hadith we find Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioning the importance of these small good deeds. Then ittaqu an-nar walau bi shiqqi tamara. The day of Qiyamah will be there, and ma min ahad minkum illa sayaqumu bayna rabbih. There is anyone, none of you who will but stand before Allah Rabbul Izzat on the day of Qiyamah. Laysa baynahu wa baynahu tarjuman. There will be no translator or interpreter or intermediary between himself and Allah Rabbul Izzat. He will talk directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will stand directly before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَنْظُرُ أَيْمَنَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارِ وَيَنْظُرُ أَشَّمَ مِنْهُ فَلَا يَرَى إِلَّا النَّارِ. He will look to the left, he will not see but fire of hell. He will look to the right, he will see fire of hell. He will look in front of him, he will see the fire of hell. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised his ummah that, oh my ummah, for that day when the condition will be so severe, try to secure your najat, try to secure your salvation, try to secure your savior and your succor from the punishment of that fire. Walau bi shiqqi tamara, even if it is with a piece of a date. Allahu Akbar. Reflect on these words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my dear friends. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not saying that save yourself from the fire of the hell with a full date, one kajur, one date, bi tamara, with the date itself. But he's saying bi shiqqi tamara, with one piece of a date. What is one piece of a date? You take a date, it is so small. Then you break it into pieces, half, quarter, a piece of a date. That piece of a date that you shared with someone and you gave to someone, that little good deed can become the means of salvation on the day of Qiyamah. Therefore, my dear friends, Allah Rabbul Izzat has given us the opportunity and chance in Hayatul Dunya, in the life of this world, that try to accumulate as many good amal, as many good deeds to your account. Small deeds, big deeds, as much as you can, for this is going to be your assets, and this is going to be your wealth, and this is going to be your property on the day of Qiyamah. And in the process, don't overlook the small good deeds, for indeed sometimes Allah does not look at the big deeds because of deficiencies in the big deeds, because of lack of ikhlas and sincerity in the big deeds. But Allah looks at the small deed because a person did it with sincerity. He did it solely for the pleasure of Allah. He didn't even regard it as something important. But that small deed was something which Allah appreciated because perhaps it had more ikhlas and more sincerity than the very, very big deeds that he was doing. My dear friends, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can appreciate a good deed done by a very evil and wicked person, and a small good deed done by an evil and wicked person, then we can imagine how Allah will appreciate the good deeds of those who are good people. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself narrated this incident of that lady who was a prostitute, a fahisha woman, a woman of low morals, loose manners, was going past a certain place and she saw a dog that was dying of thirst, hanging, its tongue was hanging out. And any intelligent human being can see when an animal is suffering. She saw the suffering of this dog. There was a well nearby, but there was no bucket, there was no rope. How to retrieve the water from the well? She takes off a scarf or garment or whatever she had. She took off her boot. She tied it. She made that scarf into a rope and the boot into a bucket, lowered it into the well, drew some water, and placed the water, poured the water near the dog, where the dog could come and lap up that water, and as a result of which the dog's life was saved, and its thirst was quenched, and she carried on her way, and carried on with the rest of her life, whatever she did, good or bad. But my dear friends, when it came to the issue of her hisab, kitab and reckoning, then Allah Rabbul Izzat ordered the angels and the malaika that forgive that particular woman. The angels knew about her bad deeds and so forth. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the decision of the forgiveness of that woman despite her evil deeds. Despite the fact the angels knew about her evil deeds, Allah forgave her, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave her on the basis of this one deed, that she gave water to a dog that was dying. Ulama have made a beautiful observation on this incident, and I would like to share this beautiful observation with you, my dear friends. Listen attentively. What a beautiful observation they made. They said, a dog is the lowest of Allah's creation. A prostitute is the lowest of human beings. Giving water to someone is the lowest of actions. Reflect on this, dear friends. Dog is the lowest of creation. This prostitute is the lowest of human beings. Giving water is the lowest of actions. When the lowest of human beings did the lowest act of kindness to the lowliest of Allah's creation, became a means of salvation, then when Ashraful Makhlukat, the best of people, will do good deeds to other human beings and good acts of charity and kindness, how will that not be appreciated by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my dear friends? So it is these small good deeds, it is these little good deeds that count on the day of Qiyamah, and that becomes the means of salvation of a person on the day of Qiyamah. It is said that once a person was making wudu, and the place where he was making wudu, there were few ants in that place. So he thought to himself that if I'm going to make wudu where these ants are walking, I will disturb them, I will destroy them. Perhaps some of them will get drowned in the water of this wuzu. So he decided to move away a few spaces or paces from this place. And he went and made wuzu at another place to save and protect the life of these little ants. When he passed away, Allah Rabbul Izzat made his maghfirat and forgave him on this one act of kindness to the lowly creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of the ant. Another incident is narrated. Great alim and scholar, he was writing a lot of kitabs relating to the sharia and so on, If I'm not mistaken, it may have been the great Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh. And whilst he was writing, one day an ant came and a fly came and sat on the ink with which he was writing, on the tip of that pen, and it started sucking or drinking that ink because it appeared to be thirsty. So common tendency, when we see a fly, we become irritated and we want to swat that fly or want to chase it away. But he fought off the common tendency and he waited patiently and he allowed that fly to take from that ink. And when it had completed, then my dear friends, he lifted his pen and he continued writing. When he passed away, somebody saw him in a dream and asked him, how did it go? He said, Allah forgave me. He said, of course, you did so much of good work of Islam, wrote so many kitabs and so forth. He said, nothing of that sort. It was on one act of kindness to a fly that Allah Rabbul Izzat forgave me. My dear friends, in conclusion, I would like to share a beautiful incident with you, also relating to a small act of kindness. But look at the returns and rewards of that small act of kindness. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi, great alim, great scholar, great mujahid, great Sufi, great wali of Allah, great imam of the time. He is proceeding for Hajj. Nafil Hajj. It was his practice, 1 year he would go for jihad and 1 year he would go for Hajj. 1 year he would go for jihad and 1 year he would go for Hajj. Proceeding on the journey of Hajj with the caravan, he comes across a woman who he saw digging in the garbage heap, and she was pulling out some dead fowl or chicken from the garbage heap, and she collected it, took it out, shook it up and put it inside a bag or a packet. He was astounded to see a woman, and that to a Muslim woman, picking up this dead fowl from a garbage heap. So he followed her and he came, saw her entering a certain house, came to the house, knocked at the door. He asked, who are you? He said, I want to ask you a question. He said, what do you want to know? I saw you picking up a dead fowl. Don't you know this is haram? We cannot eat dead meat. This is carrion, this is haram. How can you pick up this? Why did you take this home? She said, please mind your own business. This has got nothing to do with you. You are a stranger to me. You do not know my matters. Leave me alone. He says, no, I want to know the reason. She said, well, if you really want to know the reason, then this is haram for you, but it is halal for me and my children, my yatim children. We are very poor. For 3 days we have not had food to eat. And for us now, this what is haram for everyone else becomes halal. This is the verdict of the Quran. فَمَنِ اتُّرَّ غَيْرَ بَاغِي وَلَا عَادٍ فَلَا إِسْمَ عَلَيْهِ. The Quran gives the verdict. He was so moved and touched, my dear friends, by the poverty of this Muslim woman, that there and then he made the niyat and intention that I will not go for Hajj this year. And he took all that amount of money that he was going to spend on Hajj, and he said, sister, take this for you and your children and buy good food for them and clothes for them. I do not need to go for Hajj when there is this level of poverty and starvation in front of my eyes. He gave that money to her and he returned home. Now, when the Hajis were returning, he went out with a sort of regret in his heart to go and receive them and meet them, that these were the fortunate ones who went for Hajj and I was deprived of the opportunity. With that little remorse and regret, he went to meet the Hajis as they were coming back and congratulating them, Hajj Mubarak, Hajj Mabrur, to take the du'as of the returning Haji. We know there's great fazilat and reward in that. So my dear friends, The Hajis are coming back. He's greeting them. MashaAllah, I hope you had a good Hajj. They say, but we saw you there. I saw you making tawaf. Another one told him, we were there in Safa Marwa together. The other person told him, we were in Arafat and you were making dua. So and so told him, you were there at Rauza Mubarak. Another person told him, we were there in Mina making Rami of the Jamarat. So he was absolutely astounded. That night, he saw a dream. And in that dream, he was told that, oh Abdullah bin Mubarak, Allah Rabbul Izzat loved this action of yours so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deputized an angel to do the Hajj on your behalf. And not only for this year, but till the day of Qiyamah, this angel will make Hajj on your behalf. My dear friends, one small act in the eyes of Allah, and look at the reward and the return, that till the day of Qiyamah, this act, this angel will do Hajj on behalf of Abdullah bin Mubarak. Would his Hajj have been equal to the Hajj of this angel? And his one Hajj could have been equated with this one act of charity, that the return of it is till the day of Qiyamah. So let us not look down upon little good deeds. That one slice of bread, that one loaf of bread, that one grocery parcel, that one little act of good deed we do, my dear friends, we do not know, perhaps that will be accepted in the court of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah give us tawfiq and grant us najat in akhirah and success in the akhirah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.